and to keep planning for all my future. You had to wait and wait and wait till the wind came out just the right way. And if you can't figure out where it is, that's looking over to Flatterton from the cut. It's a beautiful shot. Off the top of my head, I think there are only four people mentioned by name in the book, and maybe more. But the four that I can think of are John Galt, James Watt, Robert Burns, and Tommy Thompson. Which only goes to prove that Messrs. Galt and Watt and Burns are in very good company indeed. And unlike them, Tommy Thompson is very much alive and kicking with us tonight. In fact, one of two ex-customs officers will be doing readings tonight. Tommy's a great character, and he's the first person I ever heard use the expression, the angel share. You see what's coming, which reminds me, there will be refreshments at the end of the And that's from Tommy's experience as working as a customs officer. I'd better not say any more, or I might be saying what Tommy's just about to say. So, Tommy, would you like to tell us a bit about this and read us old customs? The old customs doesn't refer to Tommy.
Yes, many a long year since I worked in the warehouse, but this angel's share. It's the evaporation from the casks as the whiskey is maturing. And the casks with whiskey will sit there for years and years and years and years in a massive warehouse. Just an occasional visit from a bond cooper to make sure it's not leaking. And Scotch whiskey has got to be 3 years old before it could get called Scotch. And when I started, just after the war, there'd be no distilling basically for about 6 years. And they were bottling whiskey 3 years and 1 day old. Now it's a very much longer time than that. But actual fact, the casks that they shoot put the whiskey in, they like to use old sherry casks. Well, they're supposed to get many of those these days. But there are happy days in the bond. Marvellous names. I mean, London got Case Brandy 4, Distillers Agency. They've all gone, long gone now. Because I've been retired for 20 years, and it was about 15 years before that, it was the last time I was in the bond. But I did have them here in Greenock, two small ones, but just for storage as such. But this aroma is another to be forgotten aroma. It's a mixture, actually, of whiskey and wood and dust. You know, and once you've got this aroma, you will never mistake it for anything else. And I was delighted when Ian wrote this poem, saying, I thought, oh, goodness me. So, here it is. Let's hope we make a good job of it. Tommy Thompson used to tell me about the angel's share. That golden whiskey aroma, he said, would knock you on your back, and a smile would light his face. Men detoured by the customs sheds on their way to work, just to get a whiff of it. And he was there again, eyes closed. Breathing it in. Then he found what got to me, he'd say, was all those angels up there getting drunk on it. Well, us mere mortals down here were gasping for a drink. And just to make his point, he'd inhale deeply, savouring the memory. A lovely poem,
yeah.